The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, I want to continue on in our reflections of this blessed month of Ramadan, and more so, preparing for the light nights of Qadr. And so let me share with us a tradition that comes to us from Imam Ali. He was once asked, peace be upon him, about Laylatul Qadr. And what did he respond when he was asked, when is it? Because obviously, people would have asked Imam Ali alayhi salam, people would have asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when is Laylatul Qadr, ya Rasulullah? Do you expect us to stay awake every single night for 30 nights? For 10 nights? For 5 nights? How much? When? Where? How? And so Imam Ali, when he was asked, he says that it is not at all improbable that I know what night it is, and that I deliberately hide such knowledge from you. And I do not at all doubt that Allah has hid such knowledge from you only out of his love for you. For if you knew what night it is, you would have honored it and left the others. And I hope you will not err in this regard. So you see, brothers and sisters, that Imam Ali alayhi salam is also saying to us in the hadith attributed to him, narrated by our scholars, attributed to the commander of the faithful, that Allah has kept this as a mystery. And if we think about it, you know, we might very well have been like that. If Allah told us in the Quran, O you who believe, Laylatul Qadr is, for example, the 23rd of Ramadan, perhaps our centers would be empty except for that one night. Perhaps our homes would be devoid of Quran and du'as and asking forgiveness and pleading for Allah's pardon except for that one night. But because we don't know when it is, we engage and worship the entire 30 days. Yes, we focus more on the last 10, the last 10 odd, those last nights, 19, 21, and 23, which are more of the indication in the hadith. But really, it's in a way, as the Imam says, it is because Allah loves us that he gives us this secret to go and look for Laylatul Qadr. And if we can't find it, well, then we engage and worship all of those nights. Now, how do we prepare for it? Because that is a part of my theme for today. Let me share with you a hadith that comes to us where Imam Ali alayhi salam is speaking and he's quoting or explaining to you and I how his wife, that is the beloved Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, his first beloved wife, the one that was the one who gave him the children such as Imam Hassan and Hussein alayhi salam and gave him the two daughters, Zainab and Umm Kulthum alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is quoted as saying that Fatima al-Zahra, alayha salam, peace be upon her, that she would ensure that none of her family members would sleep on the night of Qadr. And that she would give them sufficient food, meaning not too much, that would put them to sleep. Because if you overeat and indulge too much, even in the iftar on these nights, that you risk the possibility of falling asleep. So she would give them just enough food to keep them awake, that they have the energy and the vitality to engage in the worship of God on the nights of Qadr. And then the day before the night of Qadr as well, meaning on the night of the 19th or the 21st or 23rd, she would prepare her family and her children to make the most of the night of Qadr and would tell them that deprived is the one who is denied its goodness. And even we have it from many of our traditional scholars, brothers and sisters, that they would try and ensure that their children slept in the day and would wake up in the night after the Maghrib, obviously. And if they were breaking their fast, they would break their fast, but they would stay up with the family. Even if not actively engaged in du'as and dhikr and recitation, that they were at least in that vicinity listening to it and just even staying awake, which in and of itself has countless blessings, as the scholars have explained it to us.
سبحانك 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 يا
One of the things that people ask is, how do we understand Laylatul Qadr vis-a-vis free will? Is it not then predestination as a course that Islam is telling us? And it's really something between the two, actually. So let me give you this example, that if you want to look at how long you will live, first of all, we look at physical factors, your health, healthy eating, the fitness regimen that you and I maintain, that plays a part in how long we live. But you and I have seen even the most healthiest of people, the people who work out, who have, you know, fitness channels, who go out to the gym on a regular basis or outside working out, running, exercising, they also died in early age. So fitness and physical factors are not the only thing that we can attribute to longevity of life. We also, as believers, as Muslims, we add the spiritual factors, giving in charity, maintaining familial ties, silatul rahim, reciting supplications, all of the other things that are mentioned in the ahadith, that this we add to the physical factors. So we have physical factors, we have to eat well, we have to exercise well, we have to take care of our bodies. But number two is we take care of our soul, the spiritual fitness, spiritual factors. But is that it? So if I do all of the physical and I do all the spiritual, will I live for 1,000 years? No, of course not. Why? Because the third part of the equation, which people don't factor in, is Allah's determination. And that determination is made by God in before we were created. Laylatul Qadr gives us an opportunity to ask Allah to change that determination. Obviously, our own factor, our own actions will also affect it. But all these three together come out to be the entire span of our life. So Laylatul Qadr, brothers and sisters, that we will be embarking upon, don't think that it's only a metaphysical, a spiritual reality. You ask for money, let's just say, or you ask for a spouse, or you ask for children. You have to obviously get a job to have income. You have to go and look for a potential spouse and approach them and propose to them and them accept it. You have to do the needful to have a child. All of those are physical that you have to do. Yes, the spiritual will come in. You'll make du'as, for example, for sustenance. You'll make du'a for you to find a job. You'll make du'a to get children. But then at the end of the day, there's still Allah's determination. If Allah does not want you to, for example, get a particular job, Allah, for example, wants your marriage to be delayed. Allah wants you to not have children or to have multiple children. That's all up to God to decide at the end of the day. But we can play a role in that aspect of changing and forging our own destiny. And we ask Allah to accept our acts of worship that we have performed so far and to give us the goodness of this world and the goodness of the world to come.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how Ramadan, Ramadan, ليتك دوما